The president will confer with his top advisors in seclusion on the grounds of his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Aides say he will make a few brief public comments when the meeting is over, but they stress this is not a decision-making session. White House spokesman Scott Stanzel says it is an opportunity for Mr. Bush to review options and ask more questions.
This is a time for the president to be talking with his advisors about all the potential options, making sure that due consideration is given to the next steps, making sure that we're thinking through the new way forward in Iraq to take into account all of the differing views.
At a briefing for reporters near the Bush Ranch, Stanzel said the meeting is likely to begin fairly early Thursday. He said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates would arrive on Wednesday, and the remaining participants would follow first thing in the morning. They include the nation's top military officer, General Peter Pace, and White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley. Stanzel was then asked about the potential for increased violence in Iraq when the death sentence handed down on ousted President Saddam Hussein is finally carried out. He said terrorists and Saddam supporters have always been willing to seize on any opportunity to promote violence. He indicated Iraqi and coalition security forces are well aware of the potential.
We've seen in the past that the enemies have worked to use any excuse to foment violence, and that's something that we're monitoring.
Stanzel was also asked if the funeral of former U.S. President Gerald Ford might prompt President Bush to delay any announcement on Iraq. The White House spokesman said that would not be the case, adding the president still intends to unveil his revised strategy in January. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。